Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Share sponsor Lo Nishmas Avi Hakashom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bava Kama Daf Beis, starting a new Masechta, starting the new Seder of Seder Nezikin. So we'll start with what the Gemara in Shabbos says, that for every one of the Zdorim, we have one of the words in the pasuk, Vaya Emunos Itecho Choisin Yeshuas Chochmas Vadas. So the Gemara is telling us that Seder Nezikin, the word that corresponds to Seder Nezikin in the Pasuk, is Yeshuas, Lashon Yeshua. How does Yeshua connect to Nezikin? Yeshua is redemption. What does redemption have to do with Nezikin? So my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zatzal, in the Shurim of Rabbi Bachano, that we are going to be Moitzi Lahor very soon, Be'ezer Hashem. So he explains over there that Yeshua is Lashon Shah, Lashon Chalak, meaning smooth, without any me'akar, without any disturbance. That's what Yeshua is all about. When there is a nezek is a disturbance. A nezek is something that is pegeya, hurts somebody else. Whenever there's a nezek, there's something being taken away from another yid. It's either in his body, or it's in his momen. Something is disturbing. Something is a me'akev over here. When we come to correct that, that is called Yeshua. We're smoothing it out. We're taking out the me'akev. What is the biggest me'akev in the world? What's the biggest damage that we have in the world? It's misa, death. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes and takes us away from the death, so he's doing tchias ha'meisim. Tchias ha'meisim is called Yeshua. Matzmiach Yeshua. We say in Shabbos morning, Vein demelecho moishienu l'schias ha'meisim. Yeshua is always smoothing out and taking the me'akvim, taking the disturbances from the world. That's why Seder Nezikin, that comes to speak about the disturbances in the world and how we take care of them, is called Yeshua's. It's smoothing and fixing the me'akvim that we have in the world. Now, Seder Nezikin starts with the words Arba Ovois Nezikin. There are four Ovois of Nezikin: Shor, Bor, Mave, and Heather. So as we spoke in the past, whenever we speak in Gemaras, in the concepts of the Gemara, there's always Pshat, the simple understanding of the Gemara, what we're referring to. And then there's a deeper meaning, what it's referencing to, which is something which is more global, more in the Pnimius of the world. As explained, the Nezikin is the Me'akvim, is what disturbs. So a Pipshat, we're talking about the Me'akvim they have to do with a human being, with a person, with his Niske Momen, Niske Aguf, whatever is a disturbance that Me'akiv to this person. But when we're speaking in a more deeper sense, this is referencing the Nezokin of the world. In the world, there is Koiches Hara, there's bad powers, which are considered to be the Me'akvim of the world, the Nezikin of the world. The main koiches hara in the world are represented in four different elements, which are called shor, bor, ma, ve'ever. The Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Likutei Hagro speaks about shnai mikra ve'echad targum. He gives an amazing remez. When the Torah speaks about the cities that were built by Bnei Gad u'Bnei Reuven in Ever HaYarden, right? We know the Shvatim stayed in Ever HaYarden, and the Torah gives us a list of cities. And in the list it says, Bnei Reuven bonu es Cheshbon, ves El Ole, ves Kir Yosayim, ves Nevoi, ves Baal Me'oim, and then it says, Musov Yishem. Meaning these cities, they changed the name from its original name. Then there's another city, ve'es Sivmo. That's the last city on the list. But that's written after the words, Musov Yishem. Meaning all the cities that mentioned before, they were able to change, they were able to fix. They changed its name. But there's one city that did not change the name. And that's the name of the city called Sivmo. Says the Vilna Gaon, Sivmo is Rosh Hetevois, Shor, Bor, Mave, Hever. That city, which is Me'ever LaYarden, outside of Eretz Yisrael, is something which is not fixed. They were not able to change its name. But then we have a pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel. The last pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel says, "V'shem ha'ir miyoyim Hashem shama." The name of Yerushalayim will be Shama. Shin Mem Hei. Says the Vilna Gaon, Lo Asid Lavoi, we will be able to fix Sivmo, but not completely. Not the Shor Bor Mavehever, only the Shor Mavehever. So that's why Yerushalayim, which is Ir Kodesh, Bikdusho, will be Shin Mem Hei. What does all this mean? So Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, in the Sefer Afik Yam on the Goddess Ashas, later in the Masechta, Baba Kama Tav Samech Amud Beis explains as follows. He says, the Vilna Gaon in his Goddess to Brochus tells us that there's four main Yetzer Haris to the Adam. We talk about the bad in the world, we talk about the Nezikin, we talk about the Me'akvim, they're referenced as a Yetzer Hara. What is the four Yetzer Haris? So the Vilna Gaon in many places speaks about three of them, and Mishle a few times. The first two is Ta'avoni and Ka'asoni. Ta'avoni is the Yetzer Hara of Taiva, of indulgence, of enjoyment, of Taivis. Ka'asoni is the Yetzer Hara of anger, of Hachar B'chatechye, of Avodah Zarah. The third Yetzer Hara is the Yetzer Hara of Kovet. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, these are three of the Mazikim. The Shor is the Ka'asoni. The Shor is Negeach, he gores. The Mave refers to, the Gemara is going to tell us, either Shane that eats and indulges, or we're speaking about an Odom who is enjoying as well. That refers to the Ta'avoni. And then the fire, the Hever, refers to the Kovet. The fire goes up, it refers to Kovet, it refers to Gaiva. But then there's a fourth Yetzirah. This is the Yetzirah that Vilna Gaon does not speak about it a lot. The Yitzchak Isaac Chaver calls that fourth Yetzirah the Yetzirah of Leitzonos. And that is bor. A bor reik ein bo mayim. The bor doesn't have anything to it. Litzonus is someone takes away any chashivus, he is empty. So you mean the pshat in the Vilna Gaon is as follows. Until we get to Lasid Lovely, we have the four yetzer horas, the four koiches hara in the world. The ta'avoni, the ka'asoni, the kovet, and also the litzonus. But Lasid Lovely, they all will turn around to good. You can turn taivo, you can turn kas, and you can turn even kovid to be used for gdusha. But the yetzer hara of litzonos doesn't have any place, lasid lovoi. We know the Gemara says the only time you can use yetzer hara is only against avodah zarah. Lasid lovoi, there's no avodah zarah, there's no place for litzonos. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. Sivmo is in this world. In the world to come, they will turn to gdusha, will be shama, and base will disappear. These are the main zikin, the main me'akvim in the world. And this will serve as a hakdama for the mesechta and for the seder. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.